The Morning Farm News is being sponsored by Kibble Equipment of Owatonna for all your done-to-your equipment, parts, and service. Also, Metal Services of Blooming Prairie. They provide metal solutions. And Mike's Repair of Owatonna, your one-stop automotive shop. Ag analyst Kent T.C., Vice President of MinStar Bank, joins us. And Kent, you've really been making the circuits. I got your last newsletter forwarded to me from my crop insurance agent. Of course, I've already seen it because I get it emailed to me anyway. But, you know, the first year of this new farm bill, we signed up for retroactively. It was pretty straightforward in our area. Most farmers went Arc County on the beans and PLC on the corn. Looked like that was the best way to go. Pretty much turned out that way. But there's a lot of questions about what we do this year because we have to sign up every year for the farm bill.
Yeah, it is, and you know, I think the current rise in prices, or the rise in prices we had late last year into early this year, is people are kind of looking at that and saying, well, does that automatically mean we should go Arc County on both corn and soybeans because of the higher prices? And I guess, first of all, on the soybeans, Arc County probably still... the tables kind of tipped that direction just because even when we had the 2 years we had the China trade war, 2018 and 19, we didn't drop below the 840 reference price that is required to earn a PLC, price-only price loss coverage payment. And so if we didn't drop below those years, the odds of us dropping below for 2021 crop year are probably not too good. And if you can't earn a PLC payment, then the logical choice is Arc County because you got yield and price protection. And if we get a year like 2019 or if the drought sets in, you do have some, or a hailstorm, any of the above on soybeans. Soybeans are very yield susceptible, so it's possible you can get a payment with soybeans even if the price doesn't drop below 840. Now, when we get to corn, to me it's a little different deal. A lot of the analysts out there are automatically saying do an Arc County on corn, and I guess Kent Tesey in his years of covering farm programs is saying, hold the horses a bit here. Let's dig into the data a little different. The first thing we got to remember is that the marketing year for the 2021 crop year is from September 1st of 2021 till August of 2022. And so just because we have $5 corn right now doesn't necessarily correlate that from August of this year till September of next year we're going to have local prices in that range. And secondly, if you look at the 2020 projected price, right now it's $4.20 a bushel as of USDA's projections in January. And even at that, if you look at the futures market right now and what's being offered for new crop bids, they're around $4 a bushel or just above that a little bit. So you're only about 30 cents above the 370 reference price where PLC payments kick in. And so, you know, you got to factor that in and not base it off of current prices. And if you look historically from 2014 to 19, we were 370 a bushel or lower each of those years. And so from 2015 to 19, we earned some pretty significant PLC payments on corn. And so the potential's there. Now, the difference with soybeans is the benchmark price is above the 840 price with soybeans. With corn, the benchmark price for our county is 370, which is the same as the PLC price for corn. So what that means, if you drop below 370 a bushel, you start earning PLC payments. If you're county yield is at your benchmark yield, so in other words, if you had a lot of counties in the region or give or take a few bushels, around 200 bushels an acre, at 200 bushels an acre, if that ends up being your 2021 county average yield, you'd have to drop down to 320 a bushel before you'd earn an Arc County payment. So that's the first factor. If you flip that over at 370 a bushel, again, if you drop below that, you start earning PLC payments. At 370 a bushel, you would need to have, the county yield needs to drop, if you're at 200 bushel benchmark yield, you'd have to drop down to below 170 bushels an acre for a county average before you'd earn an ARC county payment. And if you're higher than that, it would even be a lower yield. And so I guess, to me, my bottom line on corn that I like to ask farmers when they're making that decision, if you're, you know, everybody kind of has likes odds on things, whether it's the Super Bowl or going to the casino, do you think the odds are better that from September 1st of 21 till August of 22 that the farm level national average price of corn could be below 370 a bushel, or are the odds better that in your county the county average yield could be 15% or more below the benchmark yield, and if it was 200 bushels an acre below 170? And to me, that gives you the answer whether you go ARC county or PLC. And again, with the other factor, I guess, to throw in on corn is we're going to have some pretty good guarantees through crop insurance this year that kind of protect you on the yield side, somewhat on the price side, but certainly having some extra price protection. If the markets do go down again, you do have that with PLC. And I guess a lot depends, too, how much confidence you have in the current price rise. Both a lot of it's been driven by added export markets to China for corn. Will that continue? Where are we at with ethanol, with some of the ramifications there? And then projections are that we're going to increase corn acreage this year. And if the drought doesn't come into play and we have a record corn yield nationwide, how will that impact prices? So there's a lot of moving parts there, I think. But again, I think I'm not going to say that PLC is the definite right choice, but I think some analysts are kind of automatically going to ARC County, and I think they need to dig a little deeper there on all the factors.
When you look at the corn in ARC County or PLC, if it isn't clear-cut one way or the other, my default is always in PLC, because it's my perception that PLC gives me more protection from really low prices than ARC County does.
Well, it really does. You actually have protection from 370 a bushel. And again, this is average farm level prices, and our prices in southern Minnesota are maybe within a nickel of that national average price. And so you really have protection from 370 down to 220 a bushel with PLC. And so you do have quite a bit of room there if the prices would really go down again like they were. And I think we got to remember that a year ago at this time, we were projecting, we were looking at, well, not even a year ago, if we look at even last summer, 7-8 months ago, we were looking at prices possibly near $3 a bushel for a national average price for 2020. And of course, now we're over $4. So things can change. A year ago in January, USDA projected 380 for a corn price, and we ended up at 356. So things do change, and sometimes we have short memories when we get kind of a bullish market like we do. So I think folks just need to kind of crunch the numbers. And the big thing to remember is that the benchmark price for ARC County is 370, the same as the PLC price. So basically, if you go ARC County, in reality, you're probably doing it because you're concerned about yield. And if you don't think that the county yield potentially could drop, then it becomes a little more iffy why you would pick ARC County over PLC and have the price protection.
Ag analyst Ken Tesey from Lake Crystal and the Morning Farm News was sponsored by Kibble Equipment of Owatonna for all your John Deere equipment parts and service. Also, Mike's Repair of Owatonna, your one-stop automotive shop, and Metal Services of Blooming Prairie. They provide metal solutions.